This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Unfortunately for the president, I am also my parents' child. He, by far, overstretched, overreached, even broke the law in certain aspects.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. Happy birthday to Elena Botley in Atlanta, Georgia. And it is voting day, election day in Jacksonville, Florida. Good luck to our friend Mayor Alvin Brown in his reelection effort.
My man.
George Zimmerman is at it again, J. Anthony Brown. And he says he bears a grudge against the president, accusing him of inflaming the racial tensions around the Trayvon Martin murder case. He was acquitted of murder in 2013 of young Trayvon Martin, made the allegations against the president in a video posted on his lawyer's website. In the new video, he says it was the president who stoked racial tensions surrounding the case. He cited the president's remarks in March of 2012 when the case was still being investigated, in which the president said, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. And as Zimmerman says, to me, that was clearly a dereliction of duty, pitting Americans against each other solely based on race. Asked if there was one government agency or official who brought the most unfairness to the situation, he said, by far, the president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama. His comments are the first since the U.S. Justice Department announced last month that it would not bring any civil rights charges against him.
This just sets him up to go around and make speeches, Sybil.
Oh, for sure.
Get money. That's
That's all it is.
This is just it's advertising.
So he can go around and speak, and you know, people wait.
The hate groups.
Bring him out.
Okay.
The children of comedian James McNair, who was killed in the New Jersey Turnpike crash that injured Tracy Morgan, are getting a $10 million settlement from Walmart, according to court documents. They show that the children are putting part of the payment toward annuities that will pay them ever-increasing monthly amounts, starting at $3,000 for the rest of their lives. This was disclosed in documents filed in New York's Westchester County, where James McNair lived until the June 7th accident, when a Walmart truck hit a limo that was carrying him, Tracy Morgan, and others home from a show in Delaware.
And that's not everybody that was in there, huh, Sybil? That's just...
This is only the James McNair family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Tracy still has a case.
Yeah. Tracy has a case and
there was other comics in there, too.
And it's still going through it. Mm-hmm. Former NFL All-Pro safety Darren Sharper was sentenced to 9 years in federal prison yesterday, immediately after he pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a woman in Arizona, marking the first change of plea of the day for the former safety accused of drugging and assaulting women in four states. Now, Monday, he admitted to charges of sexual assault and attempted sexual assault arising from a 2013 Arizona case. Then there was a video conferencing from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He's also expected to change his plea in person in Los Angeles on similar allegations. In each state, he's accused of drugging and sexually assaulting women when they were unconscious or otherwise unable to resist or consent.
So he's got some more time coming from other states.
Yeah, and varying like 8 to 9 years in
And Bill Cosby's still out doing shows.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Here is the story of a college baseball player who was booted from his team because of a tweet that he sent about Little League World Series star Monet Davis. He sent out a tweet calling her a slut while criticizing the news that a Disney Channel movie was making a movie about the channel was making a movie about Monet Davis. He said, Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis. What a joke. That slut got rocked by Nevada. But here is the beauty of this young woman and showing maturity way beyond her years. And even for one as old as I, because I would just say.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. We've seen you say it before.
She has asked the university to reinstate the baseball player who insulted her. She and her coach sent an email to the school asking the university president to reconsider the decision to yank this man from the team. Mm-hmm. And they say that her willingness to forgive him. But they say they're not budging on their decision. A representative for the school said that it would not reinstate him. Right now, we're standing firm. And even though what he did was completely uncalled for, she feels bad for him.
Hmm. What a girl.
What a woman.
What?
She's more of a man than he is. Wow.
No, she's a better woman than he is a man. Yeah.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.
Wow.